most IDA jobs are created where there's an existing cluster of IDA conglomerations. And if you look at Limerick and Galway and Dublin, that's where the most substantial existence of multinational companies exist. While we do have successful stories in parts of Donegal, obviously we are playing catch-up. I'll certainly continue to make that case to government.
In terms of attracting businesses here, they will look and say, well, the infrastructure is far better in the Dublins, the Corks, the Limericks and the Galways, etc. That poses a very specific challenge to government to do something to address that.
Yes, it does. And I mean, the chicken and the egg situation, which comes first, the jobs or the infrastructure, and obviously the infrastructure is critical. And if we look at the success of Project Kelvin, we've got a very high standard of broadband of infrastructure going from Derry into Letterkenny, but there's parts of the county that doesn't have access to this broadband infrastructure, so there are still deficits. Obviously, the importance of access, we don't have rail, and the complete focus has to be in ensuring that the A5 and the government political commitment to the A5 is still live on the agenda. And, you know, while we are playing catch-up, we do have an historical and traditional neglect in the northwest.